Judge threatens to remove Diddy from courtroom. By Breitbart News on June 6, 2025. New York, AP, Sean Diddy Combs' recent ex-girlfriend described enduring drug-fueled sex marathons until the hip-hop titan's arrest in September as the key witness began testimony Thursday soon after the judge threatened to expel Combs from the courtroom for nodding vigorously at jurors during a sharp cross-examination of another witness. The woman, using the pseudonym Jane, is among several witnesses at Combs' sex trafficking trial who accuse him of violence, including his former girlfriend, R&B singer Cassandra Cassie Ventura. Cassie testified in the trial's first week that Combs assaulted her repeatedly and forced her into hundreds of encounters with male sex workers called freak-offs while Combs watched, directed and sometimes filmed. Combs, 55, has pleaded not guilty to running his business empire as a racketeering enterprise that enabled and concealed the abuse of women over two decades. If convicted, he faces 15 years to life. Jane said she repeatedly told Combs, in person and in writing, that she didn't want to have sex with other men. But Combs, who paid her rent and controlled other parts of her life, kept pressuring her and she felt obligated, she said. Jane spoke barely above a whisper to an attentive jury. Several jurors leaned forward as she testified, while Combs mostly stared at her, but she never appeared to look back. Jane's relationship with Diddy turned sour. A single mother, Jane said she got to know Combs during a girl's trip to Miami in 2020 with a friend who was dating him. Jane said she dated him from 2021 to 2024, in what began as a loving and passionate relationship. Jane said she went by the nickname Bert while the Bad Boy Records founder was Ernie. However, she grew emotional, lowering her head and wiping tears, as she explained how the relationship changed in May 2021. When Combs began sharing his sexual fantasies involving her with other men and role-playing. She agreed to go along, thinking it was a one-time event sometime in the future that would make him happy. Within hours, she said, she was in a Miami hotel room watching Combs' assistants set up for a group sex encounter. That night really opened a Pandora's box for our relationship, Jane said. It set the tone for our relationship going forward. It was a door that I was unable to shut. Jane said she was exhilarated after leaving that first hotel room encounter, but came to regret it. From then on, she said, 90% of the time she had sex during her relationship with Combs, it was with other men while he watched. Asked if she wanted to have sex with other men, Jane softly said, no. Just Sean. Jane's description of hotel nights closely paralleled Cassie's earlier testimony. Both described trying to rush through the encounters just to get them over with. Jane said the encounters sometimes lasted over 24 hours. The judge has taken steps to protect Jane's anonymity, including warning observers not to describe or sketch her in a way that would reveal her identity. The Associated Press does not identify people who say they're victims of sexual abuse unless they choose to make their names public, as Cassie has done. Judge threatens to kick Diddy out of court. Before Jane testified, while jurors were at lunch, Judge Arun Subramanian said he saw Combs energetically nodding at the jury twice while his lawyers cross-examined a prior witness. The judge warned that any further attempts to engage with jurors could get Combs ejected from the courtroom. There should be no efforts whatsoever to have an interaction with this jury, Subramanian told Combs' lawyers. Combs seemed relaxed and smiled broadly afterward, possibly reacting to his attorney's withering cross-examination. He has been active in his defense throughout the trial, regularly writing notes and consulting with his legal team. Cassie's friend is grilled about being dangled off a balcony. The judge said Combs was nodding during the cross-examination of Brianna Banna Bongolan, a friend of Cassie and a graphic designer who is suing Combs. Bongolan testified Wednesday that in 2016, Combs held her over the edge of a balcony at a Los Angeles high-rise for 10 to 15 seconds, an episode she said traumatized her and left her with lasting night terrors. On Thursday, defense attorney Nicole Westmoreland challenged Bongolan's credibility, suggesting she lied or exaggerated. The lawyer noted Combs was on tour for much of September 2016, including East Coast shows around the time cell phone metadata shows Bongolan photographed her injuries. You agree that one person can't be in two places at the same time, Westmoreland asked. In my theory, yeah. It's hard to answer that one, Bongolan replied. Later, Bongolan said she did not recall the exact date, but she had no doubt the balcony episode occurred. She also acknowledged smoking marijuana with Combs not long after, and attending one of his concerts in a private party roughly a week later. "You weren't too fearful enough to not go to Mr. Combs' event, were you?" Westmoreland asked. "I always had a feeling inside, but yes, I went," Bongolan said.